For today's GeoQuiz, we're in search of an oasis. An underground spring, a source of drinking water. It comes in handy when you're in the middle of a desert. So the Libyan town we want you to name is such a place, a watering hole that became an important transit point for ancient camel caravans. This town's about 200 miles south of Tripoli, and that places it pretty much where Libya borders Algeria and Tunisia. It's an ancient town that's home to a mix of clans and ethnic groups. Its unique preserved architecture has earned the town the designation as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. So, your assignment, name this Libyan oasis that has the nickname the Pearl of the Desert. Now on to neighboring Libya to answer our GeoQuiz. We were looking for an ancient town known as the Pearl of the Desert. The answer is Ghadames, home to about 10 to 12,000 people. It's a mix of many cultures, including Arabs and ethnic Tuaregs. The two groups have lived together peacefully in the town for centuries, but Libya's revolution has driven a wedge between them. Marine Olivezi reports from Ghadames.
Walk through the covered alleyways of Ghadames' old town, along the whitewashed houses of mud bricks, and find yourself in a sun-drenched palm tree garden.
Gorgeous, isn't it? Ah, here you can see the very good example of the mud bricks.
Ghadames has been recognized as a UN World Heritage Site. Three countries intersect here, Libya, Tunisia, and Algeria, and at least as many cultures. Arabs mixed with Libya's indigenous people, the Amazigh, and with the Tuaregs, the nomadic people of the Sahara. Arab merchants needed Tuaregs to guide them in the desert, and so began a relationship that's more than 1,000 years old. Yakub Dawi is the director of cultural affairs and civil society at the Ghadames City Council. He says over time, Tuaregs settled in and around the town.
We are living together. We are studying together. When they are making celebrations, everything we are doing everything together without any problems.
And together, in February 2011, they rose up against Muammar Gaddafi's regime. Dawi plays a video from that time when dozens of locals stormed the office of the secret police.
They are announcing that you are dictator. It is the end of you, dictator. This is your end.
Dawi says Tuaregs took part in the riot, but their support ended when the regime chose a Tuareg leader to crush the uprising in Ghadames. Most Tuaregs here sided with their tribal leader. In August 2011, rebel forces entered Ghadames and liberated the town without a fight. But a month later, pro-Gaddafi forces, including some Tuareg leaders, mounted an offensive to try to take it back.
They didn't give us any warning. They attacked us suddenly.
Arab-Tuareg relations had been strained since the start of the uprising, says Tuareg community leader Mohamed Agmama. But this was the last straw. He says after local fighters pushed back the pro-Gaddafi assault, they turned their anger on Tuaregs living here.
They burnt my house. They burnt my car. But I didn't do anything to justify any of this.
Agmama, along with about 200 Tuareg families, fled Ghadames the next day. He's never gone back. Local officials in Ghadames concede that there were some isolated acts of retribution against Tuareg militiamen, though they say Tuareg families were never forced out. But Tuaregs insist their community has been scapegoated. Even Tuaregs who fought against pro-Gaddafi forces, like Moussa Farjgmama, he helped liberate the town. He says Tuaregs weren't the only ones who collaborated with the regime in Ghadames, but they were the ones who got blamed. Moussa left Ghadames 6 months ago after numerous threats. He and a dozen other families settled about 30 miles to the north on a stretch of desert land. They live under traditional Tuareg tents made of rugs and carpets. The group elder says he spent half his life roaming the Sahara, so he's used to this lifestyle. He says it's harder for the younger generation, who are accustomed to more modern comforts. Mohamed Amoud Ama, who's 34, says this is just temporary anyway. Not that he plans on moving back to Ghadames. None of them do, but he points to the foundations of houses they're building here.
We want to build a new city. Okay, after one month, maybe change this area, we go to the new house here.
Mohammed jokes and invites me to come back next year to see the skyscrapers sprouting up in the sand.
Manhattan.
Behind the jokes, though, it's obvious some of the Tuaregs here still struggle to make sense of it all. It's just better this way, Mohammed and others keep saying, as if to convince themselves. We'll live at peace now, on our own. For The World, I'm Marine Olivesi, in Ghadames, Libya.
We've got great pictures from Ghadames, Libya's pearl of the desert. Check out our slideshow at theworld.org.